Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Wednesday!
Oh, it's not Friday yet? Dang it. Dang
nope.
It's been that long of a week.
Way to bring me down, man. Way to bring
it's
me down.
It's Wednesday.
It's kind of an interesting day. It's National Working Parents Day. Sure. All right. How's that any different than any other day of the
week? They need to revamp all these days. Like, they have to now. I've always said that they're ridiculous, but they have to now. Like, yesterday was, you brought up, like, work online day or something like that, or online working day.
Mm.
It's like, really? Like, every day is.
Hey, Sarah, today is National Step Family Day.
Okay.
Now that you're a stepmom.
I am.
It's a good day for you. National
Thank you.
Guacamole Day. Good
Love
day for
it.
Everyone here. And for me, it's a very special day because today, and that's okay, guys. It's all right. You didn't say anything because how are you to know? But today is my anniversary.
Oh,
wedding work.
Wedding, like your wedding,
or wedding work
anniversary?
Or...
Really, guys? We've been together for 7 years. You don't know my work anniversary?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Well, is it your day? I don't know when you started dating or Sarah and I weren't invited to the wedding, remember?
Oh boy, we're still latching onto that one. Jeez. All right. Well, then.
Happy anniversary.
How long have you been married?
Well, what do you think? I'm only asking that because I'm not quite sure myself.
I think two. Yeah,
Three
yeah.
Years.
It was. Two, I was gonna say two as well.
I think it's two, right?
Wait, you think
this is our. But come on, how are you supposed to remember anything in the year of 2020? I think it's 2 years. This is our 2 year anniversary, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said three.
You said three. It might be three.
Did you say three? I thought it was two.
Well, our oldest son is six, so clearly we can't go by that.
Oh, maybe it's three.
I think it's two. I think this is two.
You don't have anything in the...
Sorry, baby.
Quickly look through your phone under the photos, the dates.
What? Are y'all doing anything for your anniversary?
Yeah, what does one do?
No, we're not going to do anything.
Nah, just acknowledge it.
Well... Because
you gonna write a card?
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think what I give on wedding anniversaries.
No, it's weird.
You sound so thrilled.
I know. Well,
yeah, you should have just stopped on Guacamole Day, dude.
Yeah. Well, no, I have to. No, it's an important day. With life and everything, we have football practice for our son tonight. So, but I'm taking her out on Friday night for date night.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah. Where are you going?
Yeah. What new restaurant?
Guys, you know, this is a radio, and she can listen, and I'm trying to surprise her.
Oh.
Yes. So I don't want to give up too much information. You know, I still got to keep a little suspense and intrigue.
Is that Cody? You don't have a reservation for somewhere yet?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thank you so much for listening.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Amazon has announced it will hire an additional 100,000 workers to keep up with increased demand during the coronavirus pandemic. And to get hired, all you have to do is never ask what happened to the last 100,000 workers.
Do y'all hide food in your house so that your wife or your children won't eat it?
No, because I'm an adult. I bought it. It's my house, my refrigerator. I mean, our house, our refrigerator.
Okay, so... I don't hide food in the house.
Yeah.
But I will secretly eat food and try to do it without people knowing.
Oh, 100%.
Which
bro.
Is stupid because I could do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, let me give you an example. Okay. So I'm trying to eat better. But I was on the way home yesterday, and I passed right by Whataburger. And I'm like, damn, a Dr. Pepper shake sounds so good right now. And I was able to drive past Whataburger, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. And I kept going. I was like, it's not too late to turn around.
No, you didn't.
So I actually turned around, went back over the interstate.
Nice.
I was on the other side of 35. I turned around, came back on the other side of 35. And then I got to Whataburger, and there was a long line at the drive-thru. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. Like, I don't really need it. But I got in the drive-thru line, and then I got on my app while I was waiting in the drive-thru line. I'm sorry, you did not ask for all of this, but I'm telling you.
No, it's fascinating.
So I get on the app, and I was like, well, maybe I could just put it for curbside because that'll probably be a little bit quicker. And then they're like, you have a reward. Would you like to use your reward? And I'm like, oh, let me see what reward I have. And I get on there, click see reward. It's like, you can choose from any of these, one of which was a free milkshake.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, well, this is the Whataburger Lord saying to me, it's a happy day, and not only are you going to get yourself a Dr. Pepper milkshake, but you're not going to have to pay for it because it's on us this time. I'm like, oh, happy day.
He's like, son, for making that U-turn, here you go.
So now, I click milkshake and turned around and parked in parking spot C, and they were out within 60 seconds, and I hurried up to drink it before I got home because I didn't want anybody
to
see me.
You didn't tell your wife you got a Dr. Pepper shake.
Would never. No way. No, why? They don't need to know.
I'm pretty sure my husband does the same thing because, like, we're trying to eat healthy, and I'll, like, he has asked, would never do this because I find it really annoying, but he's asked me to, like, just make a plate for him to portion out his meals. But I'm pretty sure, like, when he's out doing errands and whatnot, he's driving through P. Terry's, which I'm fine with. But I asked because I hide food. Like, I made chocolate chip cookies the other day, and no one knows about them, and they're, like, my secret chocolate chip cookies. And so I've hidden them in a freezer in our laundry room that nobody goes
into.
Wait,
hold on. You have a freezer in the laundry room?
And why are you freezing chocolate chip cookies? Is that good?
That's a great question.
Well, okay, I'll tell you why. Because if let's say I made, like, 2 dozen cookies.
Yeah.
If I don't freeze them, then I'm going to eat them all. But then if I freeze them, A, they last longer, and I didn't eat 24 in one day. And B, in my head, I'm like, well, they're frozen. Maybe it'll make me not want to eat them. But now I just really like frozen chocolate chip cookies.
So while we're on this conversation, I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but it looks like two of the foods that I've been eating nonstop during the pandemic just got together, humped it out, and had a baby because there is a new Reese's Peanut Butter Cup that is coming that is stuffed with pieces of potato chips.
Gross. Are you serious?
Yes.
Hold up. Before you get too judgy over there, Judy, I looked into seeing when it was going to go on sale, and apparently it's coming up here pretty soon. There is a junk food Instagram account that tried it and said they're good if you like salty. And this is my dream come true. I love the whole combination of sweet and salty.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. Is the potato chip in the peanut butter going to retain its crunch and its salt? Or will it, over time, get moisture from the peanut butter and become soggy? Because then I don't want it. It has to have a crunch.
Hmm, good point.
Well, you have high standards for a Reese's Big Cup potato chip. I mean, come on. And by the way, can we go back to why you have a freezer in your laundry room?
I mean, tell us about that.
What the hell is that for? Every once in a while, we come across something we're so excited to share with everybody we know. We call it TIL. The subreddit is Today I Learned. I want to learn things. T-I-L. Today I learned. What did you just learn, Alex Franco?
Man, you guys may know this, but I was like, oh my gosh, I had no clue you could do it. And this could be, like, valuable for people that hate, like, intrusion on their private lives or the privacy, especially the comfort of your home or business if you own a business. But did you guys know that you could block, like, your house or business on Google Maps? The blur out. You know, if you go to Google, type in your home address, it'll go boom straight to your house and it shows there. And it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like you feel kind of like it's kind of cool, but it's kind of like, oh, man, you know, like maybe you're like one of my friends that just hated the fact that you could see his house and everything and all its glory on Google Maps.
Well, you could do that too if you drive by it.
Yeah, that's true. But He just hated it. And what's funny is that if you go to his house, like, you could see like him walking into the house as well. So he just hated everything about it. And then another friend told him, you know, you could blur that out. And he's like, what? So it's easy. It's really, really easy. But here's the thing. Once you blur out your house on Google Maps, you can never undo it. So you have to be 100% certain that that's what you want. It's easy. All you got to do is go to Google Maps and enter your home address, and then you enter Street View mode, and that's when you see, you know, that little yellow human-shaped icon thing. You drag it to your house, and boom. When your house is in view, you click Report a Problem in the right corner of the screen. And then you center this red box around your home, like it lines up around your house, and then you click My Home. And then you click the request blurring field and submit, and that's it. And then they do it within a couple days, or I mean, even quicker than a couple days. But you got to make sure that this is what you want, because if you do it and you email Google and say, hey, can you unblur me? They're going to say no.
Wow. Why won't they unblur you?
It's like you're inconveniencing Google, and they're being cool to say, we'll give you this one time. I mean, that's why you got to know. And by the way, you could blur your home. You could blur a face that's outside of the home, a license plate, or a different object, anything within that red box that is yours.
I think algorithms have it where they're if they spot a license plate, they automatically blur it.
It's pretty sweet, and I had no clue you could do this, and I didn't know it was that easy. Again, if you want to blur your house out of Google Maps, there's a way to do it. Literally type in your address in Google Maps and go to Street View mode, report a problem in the right corner, and then select My Home, request blurring, and boom, it's that easy, but it's permanent.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, if the rumors are true, Offset has stepped down on Cardi B for the last time. She has filed for divorce just shy of their third wedding anniversary.
Dang.
Cardi put in the paperwork yesterday in an Atlanta courthouse, reportedly after finding out that the Migos member had cheated on her again. Apparently, the two are separated, and the divorce is contested since she's listed as the plaintiff with him as the defendant. She wants primary physical and legal custody as well as child support for their two-year-old daughter, Culture. It's Culture with a K, by the way.
Ah, thank you.
Naturally, nobody is talking now. Cardi B has always been popular, but she's really getting a lot of press for her song, which is, well, I'll tell you, it's very, very, very dirty. A lot of people are saying
dirty.
It's like way too dirty. And I saw this, a toy store employee added this, the explicit version of the song, to the store's playlist. Accidentally
what?
Played this song
dude.
When the
oh
store
my
was
gosh.
Filled with kids.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So here's what I did. I took the first 16 seconds of the song, and I bleeped every word that is not kid-friendly. Okay. This will give you an idea how bad it would have been for the kids in the store. Here we go.
Bro, that's a lot of work, man. That was a lot of work, dude. You pulled it off. Hey, our IT guy yesterday was so excited because he got an alert that said that Torchy's now has their queso in Whole Foods.
And so good.
Torchy's is good. I'm a Taco Deli guy.
Let me just say
Shout
this real
out.
Quick. Sarah and Alex are team Taco Deli.
Taco Deli for life.
While Taco Deli has grown on me, I am all Torchy's.
You know, I did enjoy their queso when I went. That's
so good. Their queso was awesome.
I really, really did. So now, if you were at Whole Foods yesterday, you would have noticed that their green chili queso was in their stores, except Gateway, which blows my mind. It's weird. It's going to be pricey, but it's worth it. It's good. 11.5 ounces for $7.99. All right. It's in a jar. You can get it. A lot of people excited about it on social media yesterday. And I didn't know they already sold their Diablo sauce. That's their hot sauce that you find in just normal hot sauce aisle. It's not refrigerated for $9 for a 6.7 ounce
Woo!
Bottle. I'm excited. I mean, you know, it's probably the best queso in the grocery store, I'd imagine, right?
Absolutely. Yep. I think it's fantastic. What's great about this is for people that are from Texas have moved outside. One of the biggest complaints is, I can't get good queso in California or wherever.
Right.
Wow, I never thought of that. What a great
you can't.
Like Christmas gift.
My best friend was trying to get queso in L.A., and she had to pay $9 for a brick of Velveeta. $9 for a brick of Velveeta.
I mean, I say ugh to Velveeta, but anyone that rolls around with a crock pot of Velveeta, I'm down.
Well, first of all, why would she buy Velveeta? Second of all, why would she pay $9 for Velveeta?
Well, in like places like New York and California, Velveeta, you know how it's like up front and center in Texas? It's like, boom, come get your plastic cheese. In L.A., it's like the hidden, you know, how dare you eat this fake plastic,
yeah,
and then
okay.
we're going to charge you a lot of money.
Yeah. Cause,
you know. But she was having a little Dallas Cowboys watch party for herself, and she wanted to go OG with the OG queso.
There you go. Okay. Throw some Rotel in there. Get done. Some milk. What?
Oh, so good. Yesterday, I went on a deep dive of Hanson because Taylor Hanson, who is 37 years old and has been married to his wife for 18 years, is about to have a seventh kid. And
wow.
I was like, I'm sorry, seven children? So then I completely forgot. He has a child that's about to be 18 years old. You want to feel old? Taylor Hanson is about to have an 18-year-old child. And it's not that weird that he has seven kids because he is from a family of seven kids. So I guess that's all he knows. And they're real excited about having this seventh kid. And I'm just like, wow, that's amazing, the human body. His wife is amazing.
Can you imagine having seven kids, Booker?
No. Are you kidding me? After the second accident, I got a, what do you call it, vasectomy. Cardi B files for divorce from Offset. Torchy's Tacos used to be a little food trailer in South Austin, and now they're all over the country, and they're selling their Torchy's Green Chili Queso at Whole Foods. And Taylor Hanson and his wife are expecting their seventh child. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Or text Alexa to 51993. Find out how you can listen to us on your smart speakers through the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
This is interesting. I saw that Pepsi is launching a new kind of beverage.
Pepsi unveiling its new drink called Driftwell with ingredients said to promote relaxation and ease stress.
That sounds way better than what I've been doing, pouring NyQuil into my soda stream.
Weird thing that happens whenever you're dating somebody that makes you pause for a moment and go, was that cute or creepy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really makes you go, I need to evaluate this quick. Is this a red flag? Are they a keeper or a creeper?
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Hey, Alex, Sarah, say hi to Brian.
What's up,
Brian?
Hello.
Good morning. Tell us about this girl. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to help you decide whether or not she's a keeper or a creeper.
Okay, so every time I go to her place, she makes me leave whatever shirt I have on at her house so that she can sleep in it. And every time I come back over, she's got the shirt washed and prepped and cleaned and, like, folded, and she makes me give her the shirt I'm wearing so I have to put the old shirt back on.
That's funny.
And I can't get away with it.
Okay,
wait.
Let me make sure I understand this. So when you go to her house, you leave the shirt that you're wearing so she can sleep with it, and then the next time you come over, she has it washed and folded, gives that to you, and swaps it out for the shirt you're currently wearing.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean.
Oh, man.
That
I love
every
it.
Time.
You love it.
I mean, no, I love the craziness of it. It's so funny. I mean, I could totally see this happening.
So she sleeps with it, I guess, because she likes to smell you while she's sleeping? No, I'm sorry.
Creeper.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I love it, but here's the thing. If you leave it one time, but the fact that she has like a rotation going and like, here, leave this, take this, leave this.
She
just
wants the
bro,
newest scent.
It's so weird. I mean, no matter what you smell like, it sounds like you just have to leave. Like, what if you're outside in the sun all day? She's like, oh, let me smell you. You smell like sun. I want to sleep in that. Dude, that's kind of creepy.
Oh, even Alex.
Creeper.
All right. Sarah Catherine Osborne, you have that look on your face.
These are the things that when I was single forever, I would think about because I'd be like, how is it that other girls are going out on dates with guys because I am the least creepy and the least crazy person ever? Like, I would never ask a guy to do that because that's the creepiest thing to ask ever.
So?
Like, it's so creepy.
Creeper.
I mean, no. Sorry, Brian, but you got three without question. She's a creeper.
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, test your pop culture trivia skills against me. Maroon 5 first, Mix 94.7.
His current record is 1,478 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Summer. Summer lives in Kingsland, and she listens to us when she takes her kids to school in Marble Falls. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Summer!
Hey!
I'm about to leave the room, and Sarah is going to unleash a litany of questions.
Oh.
All right.
You're going to answer those, and whoever gets more right wins. I'm not going to be able to hear anything while I'm out of the room, and then I'll come back as soon as you're done, okay? So good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Summer, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
All right, question number one. The Princess Bride reunion happened over the weekend. It was a script reading, and Fred Savage was missing. He said it was because it was his brother's 40th birthday. One of my favorite lines is, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father." Finish the line.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Okay. So Dancing with the Stars premiered this week, and there's two dancers with Austin connections. Monica went to the University of Texas, and what it's getting hot in here, rapper was born in Austin.
Nelly.
Drew Barrymore's talk show debuted on CBS this week. In the movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon, they rooted for what baseball team?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. The Red Sox?
Kate Hudson and her brother have a podcast called Sibling Rivalry. And their latest episode, Kendall Jenner came out as a stoner. What is Kate Hudson's brother, who is also an actor's name?
I'm having a total brain fart today.
That's okay. I think you're going to get this. There's going to be a virtual table read of Fast Times at Ridgemont High Thursday night for charity. And I really didn't even know that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt both had tiny roles in this movie. But the main character, well, one of them, Jeff Spicoli, was played by who?
No. Dang it. I don't know.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Oh.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Terrible.
Oh, she no. Got two. I heard her say terrible.
She got two.
That's not terrible. Terrible's getting zero.
That's terrible. Two
At
is...
At least I got two.
Yeah, that's good.
You're good. You're good. All right. They could be that hard. You never know.
Here we go.
So over the weekend, totally missed it, the script reading, the reunion of the Princess Bride cast, and Fred Savage was not there. Fred Savage was celebrating his brother Ben Savage's 40th birthday. My favorite line, one of the most iconic lines from Princess Bride, I want you to finish it. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Prepared to die.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because it's my wife Brianna's favorite movie of all time. Otherwise, I would never know. I'm not even sure I would ever see it.
Like, I feel like 90% of people know this, but I didn't know it until like a year ago, and it blew my mind. But that actor.
Oh, my God. If you say he was in Criminal Minds and Homeland.
It's Mandy Patinkin.
Yes.
From Homeland.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Is that actor. But his face was so narrow.
He looks exactly the same.
Well, he looks different with the beard.
He's got longer hair and a beard now, yes.
Yeah, and older.
Anyway.
Was Andre the Giant in that one, too?
Yes, he was.
Former wrestler.
So on Dancing with the Stars this week, there were two Austin connections. Monica from Cheer went to the University of Texas, and what hot, it's getting hot in here, rapper was born in Austin.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think we talked about that at one point because, you know, he represents St. Louis.
The St. Louis.
He's from the Lou, and he's proud.
If you don't give me his name soon, I'm going
Nelly,
to
I mean,
say,
oh.
Was his dad military and was like, he was like at Mabry or something? It was some type of like, something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
he does not claim Austin at all.
No,
he claims St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Drew Barrymore's talk show started this week on CBS Austin at 4 o'clock. In the movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon, what baseball team did they root for?
I can't remember, but I'm guessing, I'm almost positive, it's a Boston Red Sox.
That is correct. Kate Hudson and her brother have a podcast called Sibling Rivalry, and on their latest episode, Kendall Jenner came out as a stoner. What is Kate's brother's name? He is also an actor.
just because I read it recently, Oliver.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, there's going to be a virtual table reading of Fast Times at Ridgemont High Thursday night for charity. I didn't know Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were both in that movie. Mm-hmm. I guess they had small parts. Anyway, I guess the main character in that movie is Jeff Spicoli. Who plays him?
It's funny. We were just talking about his ex-wife. Well, we were talking about Princess Bride. Robin Wright Penn was in The Princess Bride.
Oh, my gosh. Answer the question. You
Sean
never answer the
Penn
question.
Penn was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You got 5 out of 5.
Oh, hey.
Poor Summer.
My name is Summer from Kingsland, and I cannot beat Booker.
All right.
Oh, good try, girl. Good try.
So, Maddie met Jake at Lowe's. This is just, the whole thing is funny. He helped her with her mums, and that's not some sort of innuendo. He really helped her with her mums, and we tracked him down to see if he's interested in single, and that is coming up next. It's Misconnections on the way. Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming live and on demand in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
During a wildfire briefing in California yesterday, President Trump disagreed with the state's Natural Resources Agency secretary on the reality of climate change and said, quote, "It will start getting cooler. You just watch." Sounds like you might be confusing climate change with the fall. We're going to reverse the effects of climate change. And not only that, we're going to bring Christmas closer and closer to us. Day by day, just you watch.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Misconnections on Mix 94.7.
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Maddie.
What up?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Maddie, good morning. We're here to help you out. We're going to try to find Jake, and we need to know a little bit of information before that. So what happened? How did you guys meet? And what happened that you weren't able to connect?
Oh, gosh. It's kind of a long, weird story.
We got time.
It all started, I went a little crazy on Pinterest, and I got this idea for this mum garden, and I decided that I was going to take the weekend and go to Lowe's and pick up mums. And I don't know what I was doing there. I had no business being there. I have a tiny balcony, and I was trying to make this huge thing on Pinterest on my balcony. So I go there to pick up mums, and I normally like kind of just doing everything myself. I'm pretty self-sufficient in that way. I always have been. But it was getting sort of out of hand. I had these 20 mums.
It's called a PTA meeting, by the way.
What's that?
Nothing.
So, I didn't get it. Hold on. Don't move forward. I usually get all this. Now I got to stop and ask.
She said it's 20 mums, and I call it a PTA meeting.
PTA meeting.
Oh, because mom and...
yeah.
Gotcha, dude.
Mum. Sounds like mom.
Yeah, the UK. My mum.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's funny. PTA. I get it.
So I'm trying to get through Lowe's and get my soil and get everything else I need. And I literally have these two carts full of stuff. So I'm pushing one and I'm kind of like dragging the other one through. And this guy comes up to me and he asks me if I need any help with the cart. And I told him no. Like, I was fine. Thank you. And everything, trying to make my way. And I'm going through checkout and I wind up struggling with getting all these mums out of the cart, and I went up dropping two on the ground. Mm. He was still kind of, this guy was sort of still shopping near me, and so I was like, you know what, could I use a little bit of help, actually? And it's one of the first times I've ever actually asked for help in public. So he did, and it wasn't just helping me through the checkout. You know, he helped me pull the cart all the way to my car, and he helped me load it, and everything, and he was so sweet and so nice, and I thanked him, and all he said was, "I'm Jake, and you're welcome," and that was it. And so he went back in, and I was about to leave, and I just started thinking about it, and I was like, well, I kind of want to, like, find out more about this guy. He just seemed so nice. So I decided I would, like, fake like I was going back into the bathroom to use their bathroom before I left.
Wait, were the mums loaded up at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. So you loaded the mums, you went back inside to use the restroom, hoping to run into Jake again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I even told him that I was coming back in to use the bathroom. I don't know why I did that. It got super awkward. But we chatted for a second and found out that he owns this gym. Like, he's an owner of a small gym in the area.
you know, I was like, oh, really? And just kind of got super interested real fast. And he's like, yeah, you know, come work out there or whatever. And so he gave me the gym card, and it's like a coupon for like a one free session or one free workout at the gym. So I have that.
Like ultimate pickup line.
So you know who he is. You had an opportunity to get a free gym session with him. Why not go that route instead of calling us? Now, we're happy to help.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I just feel like I've already made things like super awkward.
Yeah, so just keep making it awkward.
Yeah, and I really don't want to go if he's not single.
No, I get that. Yeah, well, I mean, what's the point of exercising if you don't have to?
Exactly. Exactly, bro.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake.
Hello.
Thanks for holding. So, okay, ready? It's Misconnections. Maddie is on the phone. She says she met you at Lowe's because you helped her out with her mom's. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Maddie, the freaking mom girl. Yeah.
Yeah, watch yourself.
I had no idea what her name was. She never told me, even though I asked.
Oh, you asked?
Oh,
Maddie, yeah. He asked for your name.
She was nervous.
I thought I told him. I guess I just talked over it.
So, Jake, check it out. We're here to kind of facilitate like a little meetup. If that's something that you're willing to do. First of all, are you even single and available to meet up?
Yeah, I am indeed, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Indeed.
Okay.
There you go.
Great. So Maddie thought you were really cute and she appreciated all your help with the mums. And if you're willing to meet up with Maddie, we would love to pay for coffee or even dinner if you're available and willing.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I would love to go out with her. She was kind of helpless, but it was adorable. And I totally respect that she was like trying to do all of this on her own. It was very, very impressive.
This really worked out for you, Jake. I'm going to tell you why, because once when I was single, I did the same thing. There was a girl that was carrying a baby and she had her suitcase. This was on a Southwest Airlines flight. And she was struggling. And I said, hey, can I give you a hand with something? And she said, yes, thank you. And she handed me her baby. And I was like, I was trying to help her with the suitcase. And I'm like, okay. You got the mom though, bro. This is dope.
I'm not exactly sure what that meant, but I mean, strangely, I understood what you were saying.
I mean, she could have handed him a baby instead of a mom. It would have been awkward, right?
True.
You know? I was on the plane like, I've never had held a child in my life.
Hey, Maddie, right, Jake, Alex. We're going to set you guys up and let you work the details out on your own. But
this is awesome.
It's a great story. I'm all about the stories. This is really funny. Good luck to you both, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.